a cycle bus peddled by customers drinking alcohol. That's what you can regularly see in Belfast these days, believe it or not. We Toast Tours website says people can enjoy a drink on a unique cycle tour through the city streets of Belfast. But safety concerns have been raised about the so-called pub on wheels. And one MLA, in fact, says it's a slap in the face for motorists as it's allowed to use bus lanes, as the Irish News has been reporting. There are also questions over who should be regulating this particular business. Let's have a listen to some revellers on the so-called cycle bus. Sounds as if they're all having a good time. Well, Jennifer Kenna is from We Toast Tours. Jennifer, morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
So how does this actually work then? Who buys the drink?
Well, if a tour cycler is interested in having food or beverage on the cycle, then they would buy it themselves and bring it on. We don't provide any food or beverages on board.
And how safe is it?
Well, we believe it's very safe. We have gone through, you know, this bike exists in 60 cities around the world. There are over 200 of them out there. They've been being manufactured for over 20 years. And, you know, further, we have a process in place to assure safety here in Belfast of our own, of course. That includes assuring that people agree to appropriate behavior, to communicating that safety is paramount, and also we have a risk assessment in place.
So let me get this straight then. So you're piling people on the back of this cycle bus. They're allowed to drink as much as they want. Some of them probably get full, and there they are sitting on the back of a cycle bus. Could they fall off, for instance? Could they fall off in front of a car?
Well, I have to back up there. People aren't really allowed to drink as much as they want. It's not that kind of thing. People, if they choose to have a drink, the tour goes on for an hour. Some people do 2 hours. If they have a large group, we might stagger the group. It's not a matter of drinking as much as you want.
So who controls that? Who controls that, Jennifer? Who decides who's had enough to drink?
We have a barista host, we also call him. If you're a tourist and you're interested in seeing the sights, you know, he wears a lot of hats. Sammy is a great guy. He works really hard for us, and he monitors that along with Ron, who drives the bus and is my partner and also the driver.
And are they strapped in?
No, there's not a process for strapping in. There has been some research done on that, including here at Queen's, as a matter of fact. And just as you wouldn't ride a seatbelt, wear a seatbelt on a bicycle, that's considered, you know, a really bad idea, something that would make it very cumbersome. You'd rather, if you're on a bike, you want to be able to hop off.
Yeah, it's very interesting indeed, the police's position on this, because we do have a statement from the police which essentially says that you're complying with all the safety road legislations. But then we have an interesting comment in the Irish News today from a PSNI inspector writing, saying that I think we're all agreed that the potential danger to the passengers, be it from falling off the saddle or being struck by a passing vehicle, is what concerns us most. So the police have pretty real concerns, judging by that chief inspector's remark.
I have to bring up with you that quote actually comes from a dialogue that we started with the police when the bike first went on the road. So that's a year old. That's from December. And a thread of emails from which this article is based, it comes out of a dialogue a year ago when we met with officials with the city, including PSNI, and asked them if they had any concerns and offered them the opportunity to get on the bike, take a look, and please, you know, open communication right up so that if they had any concerns or ever do on an ongoing basis, that we were in close communication. And that's the way things have been run and continue to be run.
Okay.
There have been no recent concerns or of any kind forwarded to us. So this article that went in yesterday's paper is, in fact, something that was generated out of a dialogue that is almost a year old.
Okay, well, of course, the reporter might take issue with that. Jennifer, we're going to leave it there, but thank you very much indeed for telling us what seems to be a pretty novel practice around the city. But judging by some of the calls and comments coming into the programme, not everybody is happy with this so-called cycle bus where people are allowed to drink on board, and indeed the cycle bus is allowed to use those lanes that other vehicles can't use when they're trying to get around the city.